today. I just want to love you, Lord. I just want to know you, Lord. I just want to praise you, Lord. I just want to bless you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord, for this time of fellowship. Thank you for meeting us here, Lord. Thank you for your sweet anointing. Thank you for your great love toward us, God. So these next few moments, Father God, just give us what to say and how to say, Lord God, that you'll be glorified. And we give you the praise and all of the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. Praise the Lord. You know, Sister Amanda, you took me way back to Okmulgee, Oklahoma, back in the 50s where I grew up at, and what a friend we have in Jesus. I can remember as a young child and sitting in church and hearing that song, and that song still resonates with me today. And then I remember I heard a little joke one day say that the pastor got up in front of the church one morning and he said, "Well, church, I have some sad news for you." He said, "You know, the hierarchies have called me to move on to another church in another state. So I just got to let y'all know." And say, all the congregation started singing, "What a friend we have in Jesus." I said, "Okay, got it." You know, praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. You know, Amanda was sharing Hosanna. Hosanna. You know, that Hosanna means blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. How many know God to be a good God? How many know that you would not be where you are today if it had not been for the Lord on your side? Amen. If justice had been done, we wouldn't be here. If the enemy had his way, we wouldn't be here. If we had our own ways in our own mind and living by the dictates we always live by, we wouldn't be here today. But something happened on the inside, and that's why today I'm going to talk about an inside job. Amen. Y'all help me out preach today before my voice give out. Just say that with me, an inside job. Now, you know, you've seen some of the crime movies and stuff like that, and, you know, here's a bank that's been robbed. The front door is still locked. The cameras have been sprayed over. And the money is gone. And nobody know what happened. And when the police come, they say it looked like an inside job. Something has happened on the inside, you know. If we came in here one morning and all of the equipment in here was gone, and all the doors is locked, no alarm go off, somebody said it had to be an inside job. Well, today we're not talking about that kind of inside job. I want to talk about that inside job that God does in our hearts. Amen. How many know that God works from the inside out? It's not about what you wear. It's not about your hair. See, thank the Lord, right? See, you know, I see people sometimes do this and they throw their hair back. I mean, it broke my neck, you know. Yeah. So it's not about the outward appearance, see. And I know, and I've experienced over the years, and I've seen how in times past, in sometime if churches are not careful, a person could come in and they begin to dress like everyone else. They learn the songs that everyone sings. They learn how to testify or even pray. And then someone within that church say, "Well, now they're in. They're part of us." But if something haven't happened on the inside, if they haven't had an inside job from the Holy Spirit, then they're just being, they haven't been transformed, they've been transplanted. See, but God wants us to be transformed. He wants us to be who he wants us to be in him. And it has to happen from the inside. You know, there are scriptures that say, I remember, for instance, and I know I didn't give Sister Sandy this, but Luke 6 and 45, it say, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart," it's talking about the inner man,
brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. Listen to this. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's in a man or what's in a woman is going to come out. See, and this is why, Pastor Amanda, we need an inside job. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Lord have taken me today to Ephesians chapter 3. Wow. That church at Ephesus, that church where God has allowed Paul to call out, where there is Gentile believers there. And you know, anytime you come to Christ, there has to be a growth process. You know, we talked on Thursday night how salvation is instantaneous, right? When a man or woman decide to give their life to Christ, salvation, justification, it happens instantaneously. But sanctification takes a lifetime. We're each day growing in the Lord, growing to be more and more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so Paul had begun to share a great mystery with the church. See, you know, remember when Jesus said he came to his own, that's the Jews, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. So God, from the very inception, from when sin came up, God had a plan that men, women from every race, background, ethnicity, whatever you want to call it, that everyone would have an opportunity to know who God is. So he used the nation of Israel just to show the world who this great and majestic God is. And so in Ephesians, the latter part of chapter 7, he talked about, matter of fact, let me pull that up for just a second here. And I'm like, man, and we're going to see today that Paul was a praying man. You know, Sandy had the message really today. I mean, she couldn't sit down because the Lord has placed a burden upon her heart. He's given her inside job. He's showing her a burden, a need in our society and within our church and within our nation as a whole, the need for prayer. You know, Ephesians chapter 2, and I didn't give Sandy this either, but now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. He's talking to non-Jewish people. And having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Saints, we are that building that's being fitted together, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. A dwelling place, we're going to see that a little bit later, is to be at home. You know, someone come to your house, you try to make them feel comfortable, don't you? Hospitable, you know. You know, somebody will come in and you got people over and you say, don't sit right there. You know, well, you know, Sandy, give them a plastic cup. You know, pretty soon the person, like, you know what, I think we have an appointment we have to go to. We are out of here because you don't have that dwelling, that feeling of being at home. You ever go to someone's house and you just feel at home there? If you're not careful, you have to check yourself. I'm about to take my shoes off, you know, because it's so comfortable in here, you know. So praise God. And this is what really stuck out to me, because between that verse in chapter 2 and verse 1 through 13, I say verse 1 through 13 is just bookmarks. It's really him just expanding on this great mystery of the love of God for men and women everywhere, to be able to have access to the Father. So this is what just blew my little socks off, and this is where the subject come from. Again, listen to this. Paul said in verse 14, for this reason, as what we just mentioned and hit on, the love of God and bringing people together in him. He said, for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Jones, this sounds like prayer time. He says, I bow my knees. That means he got down on his knees, see, because there's a burden on his heart, and he's crying out to God on behalf of the people. See, we are a community of believers. We are men and women that are sitting in here today, like-minded, and guess what? Have the same Father, and God has a plan for us. We all may be at different places in our Christian walk with the Lord, just as my nephew was this morning as we talked to him three different times from Lancaster Prison. Man, the Lord is dealing with him so much. Ron and I was like, wow. He's preaching to folks outside of the prison. He's even lining up for us to bring our group into the prison, and he's doing life plus 10. I'm talking about an inside job. Yeah. See, God has done something in the man's heart. For this reason, Paul said, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. From whom the whole family, he's talking about the family of God, in heaven and earth is named. God the Father, our heavenly Father. I don't care how great our earthly father was, how bad he was, or if he didn't even was even existent. We have a heavenly Father who loves us unconditionally, and he heals all of our wounds and brokenness. Oh my God, he sees us as he wants us to be. He sees us as we're going to be and not who we are or where we've been. Because he loves us so much. So we are part of this whole family in heaven and in earth, a name by our Father. We are his children. We are his offspring. We have something to glorify God about. So mind you, though, listen how this unfolds, because the man of God is praying for the church. We need to pray for the church. Yes. Our local church and the churches at large, we need to pray. And so he says, what he say? So he go to verse 16 and he say that he, that the Father would grant you, would give you, will make available to you according, listen to this, to the riches of his glory. How rich is God? How glorious is he? When I was reading this, I'm like, man, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Listen to this, saints. This is a prayer. It was a prayer for the church at Ephesus. It's a prayer for us today. He say that to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. It's an inside job. God wants us to have some strength on the inside, see, because the storms is going to come. Trouble is going to come. Heartache, sickness, pain, and death is going to come, and persecution is going to come. But he said that he wants us to be strengthened with might through the Holy Spirit in our inner man. Ooh, hallelujah. He works from the inside out. Thank you. Anybody here know you're not who you used to be? Don't even get us started about what we used to do, where we used to go, right? But something has happened. It's an inside job. It says in verse 17, why? Okay, he's praying that we would be strengthened in the inner man. Why? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. The very core, your very core, the very person of who you are, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. See? And without faith, it's impossible to please the Lord. Amen. But you know what? God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Used to sing an old song, faith, faith, faith. Just a little more faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little more faith. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Listen to this, that you being rooted and grounded in love, like that tree that's planted by the rivers of water, where the roots go down real deep. God wants his word to be down in us real deep, that we will be rooted and grounded. We'll have a foundation. We know who we are. We're not questioning. We're not wondering. We know that I'm in God and he's in me and I belong to him. Yes. Rooted and grounded, where no devil in hell is going to tell me anything different, and I'm going to follow it because I've had an inside job. Woo, thank you, Lord. See, God will take out a stony heart. He'll take out a corrupt heart. He'll take out an evil heart and give you a soft, malleable heart. And people will be wondering, what in the world happened to old Earl over there? Where Earl had an inside job, see? Something has happened, something has transpired in Earl's life, and he not who he used to be. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Matter of fact, I was witnessing one time many years ago at a funeral to a man named Earl. His family all saved and in the church. The mother had died. And at the funeral, they wanted me to tell him, you know, about Jesus. And I'm sitting up there talking to him. And he was like, And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. It said, stop. I said, you know what, man? This conversation is over. I'm done. You know enough. You've heard enough. I'm done. Earl, nice to meet you. To this day, from a week or two later, that man has been solid in his church for years now. That's nobody. He had an inside job. But the Lord told me, just shut up. Leave him and just tell him, you already know. And the Holy Spirit took that and placed it in his heart, and that man left running. What does it take for us to really make that commitment, make that change? And what the Lord was showing me, I was sharing with somebody the other day, the only way you really come to Christ, you have to get tired of yourself. You have to come to your wits end. It don't mean you have to be on your back dying. It don't mean you have to be locked up in jail. But when you get to a point and say, you know what, I've tried the rest. Now I'm going to try the best. I've had it. I surrender. I tap out. I'm done. One, two, three, out. And now I'm going to live for Christ. Amen. But this is so deep. Verse 17 again, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in what? In love. See, there's a whole lot of religions running around out there, and they don't talk about love. But we find from the word of God that God is love. And what the world need now is what? Love, sweet love. Y'all remember that song, right? But that love can only come from God. And then he puts a heart of love in us. And we can start loving each other. And we can love folks who don't even love us. You know, when you get an inside job, you'll find yourself sometime apologizing to somebody and they was wrong. You know, you say, what? But that's not natural. It's supernatural. Because he wants to strengthen us in the inner man. He wants us to know who we are in him. And why is all of this? Verse 18 says, why? Listen to this. That we may be able to comprehend, to think, to understand with all the saints. Listen to this, church. What is the width? How wide? And length? How long? And depth? How deep? And height? How high? Why? It's about God's love. To know the love of Christ. His love is more than I can even comprehend. I'm grabbing hold to it and I love it, but his love is more than my little pea brain can even deal with, because he loved me when I was unlovable. That you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. His love passes. I don't care how much schooling we've had, how many PhDs we have, or whatever it is. His love surpasses knowledge. Man, more than the sand on the seashore, more than the stars in the sky. That's how much God loves us. And he loves us so much, he just reeled us on in, you know. Thank you, Lord. This old pastor, he used to sing a song, and he was old. He had Parkinson's, but he would sing one little song, "Jesus got a hook in my mouth, and I don't want to get loose." I'm like, because he's a fisherman, you know. Verse 19, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. Here you go. Because we're talking about, we're seeing Paul praying for the church. We're seeing the prayer centered around the inner man. We're seeing that there's an inside job taking place to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. How many know that God wants the best for us? And that ain't just talking about bank accounts. It's talking about the best for us in our relationships with one another, our relationships with him. To be able to know who we are, to understand who he is, to be, he wants us to be able to understand our purpose in life. Sometimes people spend their whole life, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? What's my purpose? Okay. Well, your first purpose is to obey God. It's to love the Lord. See, he says in verse 20, now to him, see, picture this. The man is praying over the church. Strengthen him, God, on the inside. Because no doubt he's saying some folks need some strength, God. Some folks are kind of floundering, God. Some folks is kind of on their back. Strengthen them in the inner man, God. Do a work on the inside. And it goes on to say, now to him who is able. This is something that everybody in the church, wherever in the body of Christ, need to understand that we need to be we need to know that he's able to do, listen to this, to do exceedingly abundantly. Oh man. Can we just chew on that for a minute? We need to know how awesome our God is. How powerful our God is. I heard Brother David when he was praying, and he kind of prayed about those who have been touched by God's healing hand. And he was praying generally speaking. But I have the pleasure to know that the man been healed, physically healed, by this great, awesome God whom we serve. You don't mind me testifying for you, do you? Because God has done an inside job on you. God did what the doctors couldn't do. He did what you didn't think he could do. He does an inside job in our lives. It says, now to him who is able. God, we got to know that God is able. See, even what is it? Jude 24, saying the same thing. Jesus had brother. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And all the church said in the word, amen. That's the God we serve. He says, so now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all, listen to this, because I imagine, that somebody in here have some prayer requests. I would imagine that some of us have needs in our life. There's some things that we're seeking God for. He said, now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can ask or even think, he can do more than what I can even think about. Why? Because he loves me so much. And what I think I want, he knows what I need. Have God ever blessed you with more than what you even asked for? Right. Have he ever gave you something that you didn't even think you were capable of? What? Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Now remember, it's an inside job. According to the power that works in us. What's the power that works in us? The Holy Spirit. That's it. It's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's not by me pumping iron. It's not by my mental ascent. It's the one who's in me who makes the way out of no way. And verse 21 says, to him be glory. We had a brother, you remember Brother Perry Spencer, back in the day, tall brother, loved the Lord, but glory was his word. And you could be sitting, we all be sitting here like right now, if he came in, the first thing he said, glory! Everybody said, what? But that what was in him. Is that right, Sister Sandy? You know, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. That really hits on what Sandy was saying earlier, to all generations. Our children need to know who this great God is. They need to know real from false, truth from a lie, love compared to lust. Our children need to know and understand, because they're the generation that's coming up behind us in this great God we serve. So in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, the writer of Hebrews, he quotes from, I believe, Deuteronomy 30 and 14. See, God has always been in the business of doing an inside job. Y'all remember when David had sinned with Bathsheba and had her husband killed, impregnated her, and he was the king, but he prayed in Psalm 51, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. He's saying, I need an inside job. Amen. Some of us need an inside job. We all need an inside job. And then Hebrews 8 and 10, it say, for this is a covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. God sees way down the road, because Israel kept breaking the covenant. Israel was hard-headed and stiff-necked, and I used to put them down. I said, you know what, they act just like that. But he loves us so much, he said, come on, get up, dust yourself off. I got a plan for you. So as the writer of Hebrew quoted this, he said, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. Whenever you see in scripture, saith the Lord, listen real good. Because God has said, this is what I'm saying, and this is what I'm going to do. God said, I'm going to give them an inside job. Listen to this. He said, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer they're going to have to run around with pamphlets and phylacteries and reading stuff and pasting on the wall. God said, I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to put my law in their mind. I'm going to write it in their heart. And when the writer said, thy word, O God, I believe Psalm 19, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Every one of us ought to grab hold of that passage. Hold it tight. Because God, I'm hiding your word. It's so precious in my heart. And when evil come, God, I'm going to go to your word. When temptation come, God, I'm going to go to your word. When anger come up and frustration, God, I'm going to go to your word. Because you said a soft answer turn away wrath. See, when pride rises up, so I'm going to go to God's word. And understand that God resists the proud and give grace to the humble. See, we have to work from the inside out. And God has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Philippians 4:12, Paul said, now get this, it seemed like a flip of the script, but when we look at it, we're going to see that it's right in line. We have to learn how to live for Christ. We have to learn how to deal with hard situations. Sometimes when somebody die, somebody get hurt, something crazy happen, sometimes the first thing people do is stop going to church. What? The very place where you need to be. Now, since Mama Lucy done died, you say, God, why did you do that? I'm through with you. I'm going to sit down. Or, no. We need to understand. First of all, everybody going to have an appointment with death. One day somebody going to be crying over you. But when we understand what death really means and what eternal life means in Christ, it makes a difference. But anyway, Paul says in Philippians 4:12, he said, I know how to be abased. In short, I know how to deal when stuff ain't going like I want it to. Money is low. Baby needs shoes. You know, all that. Bills keep coming. And I know how to abound. He said, everywhere in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. He's learned. We are learning how to be full, how to be hungry. See, both to abound and to suffer need. It tells me that the man's been through something. But then that inside job kicks in. Because he's saying, I've had some good days. I've had some hard days. I've had some hills to climb. So in all of that, I never lost my faith. In all of that, I'm still holding on to God's unchanging hand. When the checks are coming and money is looking good, I'm still giving God praise. When the refrigerator gets thin and the kids not acting right, I'm still giving God praise. And so he says to wrap up verse 13, but he comes to it and that inner thing kicks in. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can't do it on my own. Some of us men, we got that pride macho stuff. I can make it on my own. I can make it by myself. You got all those eyes in there. And the truth be told, we can't do nothing without the Lord. Even the very breath we breathe. Romans 8:11, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. When you have an inside job, he dwells in you. He, Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's down on the inside, amen? He said, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. You know, if you want to just take that out to its lowest common denominator, if you're in Christ and when you breathe your last breath, you're going to open up your eyes in heaven to spend eternity with the Lord. And you're going to see mama again. You're going to see daddy again. You're going to see those who love the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's going to be howdy, howdy, and never goodbye. Woo, thank you, God. I'm talking about an inside job. Thank you. Even to receive Christ, to give your life to Christ, you're saying, God, give me an inside job. That's what, Lord, I want something to happen on the inside of me. And so in Romans 10, he said, but what does it say? What does the word say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Wow. When we come into the house of the Lord, we're hearing the word of God. His word will penetrate into our hearts. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It ain't no some scientific stuff. Ain't no mathematics here. It's a man or a woman said, Jesus Christ, I want to live for you. The balance of my days, forgive me of my sins. Thank you, God. And so I'm just thinking about, see, when you really love the Lord, sometimes you just can't help it. You mess around and start thinking about where he brought you from. You know, and then it gets out of the preaching part and it gets into the testifying part. See, preaching is telling folks what God can do for you. Testifying is telling folks what God has already done for you. See, I remember back in the day, I used to try to sing because I know I've been changed, you know. And I was singing that little song, something down inside of me telling me to go ahead. Jesus down inside of me telling me to go ahead. So God gave me a revelation about that in the spirit as it relates to the natural. Now I'm going to sit down here. When you see a little baby, he's born or she's born, they're cute. After a while, they flip over on their stomach. After a while, they start crawling around. Some start crawling backwards. They're trying to get it together. And then they, it's something inside of them that say you got to walk. And y'all remember those days? They get up and, you know, and some of them scared to take that first step, you know, and then they take one, two, or three, then fall down, boom. But they don't say, I'm not going to try it again. It's something inside of that baby that's saying, I got to walk. The Lord put it, gave them an inside job in the womb that you're going to have to get up from here and you're going to have to walk and you're going to have to talk and you're going to have to make decisions for yourself. It's inside of you. And now we got the Holy Spirit down inside of us say, come on, get up when things don't look good, when things don't feel good. Down on the inside, and God is saying, get on up. You can make it. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor Joel. Listen, I wasn't even singing today when Amanda was praising because I wasn't trying to save my little voice. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I was sitting over here.
Wow. What God does for us, he raises us up.
Amen.
He lifts us up. Somebody say, he raised me up out of that miry, out of that deep pit, out of the miry clay. And set my feet on a rock and establish my goings. Isn't that good? What a blessing. Give us a song, sister.
God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. He's able.
Do you believe that today? Sing that together. God is able.
God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Say that together.
He's able. We say, oh, oh, oh.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
He's able. It's an inside job. What does that mean? That means that God has to do something from the inside of you. Something on the inside will work on the outside. And that's when God will get the glory, because people will look at you and say, that's not you. At least that's not the old you. Something happened to you. Something inside you has changed. It has to be an inside job. This is the difference of when the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they were all talking about what was on the outside. It was an outside thing. It was a self-righteousness. It was how you looked on the outside. That's why they went and stood on the corners and preached in front of everybody, because they wanted to be seen by everybody. That's why when they paid their offering, they wanted it to jiggle and everybody to hear it. They wanted everybody to know how much they gave. Jesus said, when you pray, go into your closet in secret, and your Father who sees you in secret will do what? He will reward you openly. Why? Because it's an inside job. This is an inside job. God wants to change you on the inside. And because this, the beauty, you know, we just sing a song, beauty's only what?
Skin deep.
I knew that was going to be ugly. Is not to the bone. Ugly is on the eye of the beholder, right? Boy, you're talking about something now, see? I never forget this. I was in junior high school, and we had a junior high school dance. And I was so cuckoo. And everybody was dancing, and this one young lady was sitting there. And I went over to her. I was so, you know, when you're young, you get scared. You get scared to go ask somebody. I go over to her. You want to dance? So we get up, and we start dancing. And after it was all over, my friend came to me and said, man, that girl's ugly. I didn't notice it because, you know, like I say, what beauty is on the is only skin deep. It's in the eye of the beholder. See, when Jesus looks at us, when God looks at us, he's looking at what you are going to be, not in your ugliness today. He sees you beautiful because he takes broken things and he remolds them. He reshapes them. He puts new life into those things. I like the analogy of the pot and the potter. The potter, he takes a broken pot. I like that analogy because he takes a pot that has a big hole in it that's been thrown into the dumpster, and he says, I can use that pot. He says, that big hole, I can fix that hole. He takes that pot, and what does he do? He crushes it. Breaks it all down again. Then he puts water in it. He mixes it all over again. Then he puts it on the wheel. And while he's putting it on the wheel, it's going around and he's forming and he's reshaping and he's making it brand new. But when he's done with the shaping on the outside, he has to do something. He puts it in the oven and bakes it. It gets hot in that oven until it's hard. And then when it comes out, it's in the right shape, the shape that God saw in the beginning. All we saw was a pot with a hole in it. God saw a brand new pot. He paints that thing and makes it look beautiful. It's something on the inside. God sees your tomorrow. God sees you perfected. Why? Because you've been through the crushing. You've been through the shaping. You've been through the forming. You've been through the going around and around on the wheel, the circles. Life can do that to you. It can twirl you around. You don't know what to do. You don't know where to turn. And then it gets hot in that oven. God put you in that oven because he's doing something to you. He's making you what he saw before. God sees the inside. He sees the end from the beginning. It's an inside job. What a blessing. Give the Lord a hand, praise. Amen. Let us stand and be dismissed. Praise God. Father, this afternoon we are here to say thank you. Lord, for your word, for the man of God, we are thankful, Father, for how you anointed his words. We're thankful for how you anointed our hearts to receive that word. We thank you, Lord, that we find out that it's not what's on the outside that counts, but what's on the inside. And it's an inside job because you said Christ in you, not Christ on the outside. Christ in you is the hope of glory. And we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the cross. We thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Father. We thank you that he died in our stead, but he didn't stay dead. We thank you, Lord. He rose on that third day. And Lord, he is now seated at your right hand. We thank you, Father, that you tell us that our set our affections up there where he's seated even now. Set our mind on things above. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a perspective, for giving us a new hope, a new joy that we didn't have before. We thank you for newness of life. Thank you, Lord, that old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Thank you, Lord, for this day, how you blessed us, Lord. And as we leave this place, as we get ready to depart for our destinations, our homes, God, go before us, prepare the way on the roads, keep us safe from danger, seen and unseen. Bless the box on the wall. Bless every offering, every tithe. We thank you, Lord, for using it to your glory. We thank you because you're worthy of praise. You're worthy of glory. You're worthy of honor. And we thank you, Lord, for every blessing, for every trial you've taken us through. We thank you, Lord, because trials only come to make us strong. We thank you today, God. Bless each home. Bless each heart. Bless each prayer, Lord. We prayed and prayed and prayed for our loved ones to be saved. We thank you, Lord, for how we prayed for the homeless, the helpless, the hopeless, Lord, the depressed, the suicidal. Thank you, Lord, for how we prayed for those that are sick in their bodies, broken bodies, those in hospitals, in ERs. God, send your word, send healing, send deliverance today from drug addicts and alcoholics, God. We thank you, Lord. These are things that we see, man sees as impossible, but for you, God, these things are not impossible. For nothing shall be impossible for those that believe. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. You're the great I am. You're our sovereign Lord. Be king of our hearts today, God. Go with us, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. God bless you. Praise God.
Oh,